again. This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 200 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. Today, some of the really drastic changes that have occurred in our town over the past 50 years. In the 1946 Hendersonville City Directory, there were listed 7 different firms selling coal. City Ice and Storage on Whitted Street, operated by Fred Suddeth. Pace Heating and Plumbing operates in that location today. There was Fisher's Coal Yard on East Caswell Street. Hendersonville Supply and Coal Company, also on Whitted Street, operated by the Latt family. Spurgeon Hyder Coal Yard on 7th Avenue East. Orr's Coal Yard on Canoga Street, operated by Curtis Freeman. Richardson's Coal Yard on 5th Avenue, run by G.C. Richardson Sr. And Star Dray and Cash Coal Company next to the railroad, operated by Lige Patey. Today there is no classified listing for any coal dealer, and coal has to be purchased as a specialty item if needed. Now, in the summer months, the coal dealers specialized in selling ice, block ice. Well, today every supermarket has a freezer full of bagged ice. 50 years ago, you wouldn't think of going on a picnic without first going to City Ice on Whitted Street, where they'd take your order, open the thick insulated door to the storage room, cut off the size chunk you ordered, and slide it through a chute covered by a flexible gateway, sort of like openings devised today where cats and dogs can come and go as they like. Back in 1946, we had 8 locally owned and operated drugstores, and virtually every one of them had a soda fountain. Some, like Freeze, even had a complete luncheonette. Today, there are only about 10 different drug firms, not 8, but 10, doing business locally, and the soda fountain is long since gone. I certainly don't want to overlook the Old Justice Drugstore, which now operates the marvelous old soda fountain, but offers a drugstore museum atmosphere at the corner of 3rd and Main. And even with the different branches of these franchise drugstore, there are only 14 pharmacies in Hendersonville today compared to 8 50 years ago. And back then, we only had 18 doctors writing prescriptions filled by those 8 pharmacies. Today, of course, close to 100. In 1946, when we had 39 locally owned grocery stores in the city and county, the only drug sold by your grocer was usually BC or Standback headache powders, maybe a little mineral oil or castor oil, maybe some Epsom salts. Today, every supermarket usually has at least one island filled with patent medicines of every sort. And by the way, back in the 50s, a guy walked into the office and wanted to buy some advertising for a B&B cough syrup. Back then, about the only drug advertising we ever got here on the station was for Scalf's Indian River Medicine, Hadacol, or headache powders. So when this guy says he has good solid cash to spend for a cough syrup, oh, my spirit soared. I wrote up the order, he paid cash in advance, and handed me the copy. I noticed there was no reference to point of sale, so I asked, would you like me to add available at your favorite drugstore? Oh, no. It's not available now at any store. Puzzled, I asked, well, why are you buying advertising if the people can't buy it? He eyed me for a minute and said, you don't understand the patent medicine business. If I walked into every drugstore in town and tried to sell them some of this B&B cough syrup, they'd throw me out. They already have shelf after shelf lined with cough syrups they're not selling. What I aim to do is create a demand. My surveys show that if I can sell somebody into wanting to buy something, they'll ask for it in 3.5 stores before they give up. So for every would-be customer I can get to go into a drugstore, that demand is exaggerated 350%. So, and after a month, I'll be back around and I'll take the orders. In less than a week, every drugstore in town was calling, wanting to know where they could get B&B cough syrup. He was one smart peddler. Apparently today, young girls do not place the same emphasis on heirloom china, crystal, and sterling as back in 46. Then we had 4 locally owned jewelry stores, 3 of which placed heavy emphasis on their bridal departments. One of the jewelry stores ran a promotion each year inviting high school senior girls to come in and select their favorite pattern in sterling. And just for choosing, they'd be given a free teaspoon. That little gift of a teaspoon led to huge bridal sales in china, crystal, and sterling. Yes, things were different back then, as recalled by this 7th child of a 7th child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.